All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The four commissioners, all current and former New York State and New York City controllers, say after 20 years with no increases to lawmakers' $79,500 a year salary, they think a raise is warranted. Former New York City Controller Bill Thompson proposed that the raises for senators and assembly members begin in January.
It would go to $110,000. January 1st of 2020, that the numbers go up for legislators to $120,000. And that January 1st, because within our attorneys have laid out that we can do things over a three-year period of time, that January 1st of 2021, that salaries go to $130,000.
The commission also recommends that the governor, who now earns $179,000 a year, receive a phased-in pay increase to $250,000 a year by January 1, 2021. The lieutenant governor, attorney general, and state controller would all earn $220,000 a year by 2021 under the proposal. Commissioner Carl McCall, former state controller and now president of the SUNY Board of Trustees, recommends that the outside income for lawmakers also be strictly limited to 15% of their total salary. He says state lawmakers should adopt the same rules as in Congress, where honoraria are also banned.
We really have to make sure that we send the signals to the public about how serious they are about doing their job and doing it well.
State government has been engulfed in a corruption wave in recent years, and two former majority party legislative leaders are facing prison time for illegally using their political influence to gain hundreds of thousands of dollars in outside income. The commission also recommends that the Senate and Assembly end the practice of giving additional monetary stipends to its members. Currently, the stipend system, also known as LULUs, range from $9,000 to $30,000 and are awarded at the discretion of the leadership in each house for committee chairs and leadership posts. Critics say the LULUs create a reward and punishment system that leaders can use to control their members. Blair Horner with the Government Reform Group, the New York Public Interest Research Group, says the salary increases match with the inflation rate over the past two decades. But he says the commission could have done more to address corruption.
We also believe that the committee should have used more of its authority to deal with the problems of corruption in government generally. Corruption is not narrowly focused in the legislative branch. There are problems in the executive branch, too, and they didn't really address any of those.
Several former aides and close associates of Governor Cuomo also face jail time on corruption charges. Horner says even before the pay raise recommendation, New York's governor and legislature are the third highest paid in the nation after California and Pennsylvania. Now they would jump ahead of those states if the raises go through.
It looks to me like the governor will be the highest paid governor in the country and the legislature will be the highest paid legislature in the country.
The commission will issue its final report Monday, December 10th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.